Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, a great nation, despite the fact that Americans have become greatly agitated, particularly recently, about not just this case in Michigan, where Ethan Crumbly, 15 years old, murdered after plenty of danger signs and plenty of indications that he was a troubled young man. He murdered four of his classmates and wounded a bunch of others. Could it have been avoided? Well, it's obvious that it could have been in this case. I mean, this is somebody who was found by a teacher actually searching for ammunition. So what do you do about this? And do we indeed have a crisis when it comes to school shooting and school safety in this country? Catherine Schweit, a former FBI special agent, is the author of a book, Stop the Killing, How to End the Mass Shooting Crisis. First of all, Catherine, thank you very much for joining us on the show. And do we really have a crisis or just a group of random incidents that don't necessarily reflect an overall rise in the riskiness of the school environment?
Yeah, the really sad thing, and thank you for having me on and mentioning the book, that's kind of you. The really sad thing is that, you know, although a crime in the United States is continuing to decrease, these types of shootings are continuing to increase. And I think it's fair to say, I think it's for your listeners to understand that really the crisis is actually more in places of business and, you know, out in the mall and at your beauty shop and at your barber shop than it is in schools, because they are twice as likely to happen in a place of business as opposed to a school. But indeed, they are on the increase.
Okay, in terms of schools versus places of business, it's easier to find out some problem that is emerging with a given student, isn't it, than somebody who is an adult at the workplace.
Spot on. That's exactly right, and that's probably why we have more in the places of business. Because in schools, you know, they have counselors and teachers and threat assessment teams and principals and coaches. You know, the person who's in charge of the debate club, and all the kids are there, and a lot of schools have school resource officers. So there are a lot of people, and of course all of them have parents for the most part, right, who are watching over them. So there's a lot of adults watching over, you know, what we know teens are always not thinking necessarily very smartly because their brains are still under reconstruction. But you are absolutely right. The people think that the typical shooter is some kid in his basement, and in fact, the typical shooter is probably that kid's dad upstairs, because the average age is 35. The mean age for these types of shooters is 32. That's where we see it in the business, in the workplaces, the workplace violence.
We have been talking about trying to end or reduce this violence ever since Columbine, which is a long time ago now. The 13 people killed at Columbine. And when you talk about to end the mass shooting crisis, what is the most important single step, if you can isolate a single step, that you present in your book?
I think the most important single step is that the public needs to take responsibility. Just like we ask a parent to take responsibility for their child, the public needs to take responsibility for if they see something, say something. And that may sound very generic. I was a terrorism supervisor at the FBI through 9/11. And I think the public was very engaged after 9/11. And we received, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of phone calls, as did other law enforcement agencies, looking for any potential threat. But now, I think much more now, particularly, of course, because people are worried about their neighbors and they dismiss off and say, oh, he didn't mean anything by that. He's been cranky his whole life. He says things like that all the time. When you dismiss your gut instinct, you know, we all have great gut instincts, and sometimes that gut instinct means we need to reach out to somebody, and we don't do that, particularly now. And I think the biggest thing that I try to point out in the book is that we have to own it, and we just don't right now.
Okay, and in terms of owning it, there's a headline that just appeared regarding the impact of this Michigan shooting. It says dozens of students, some as young as nine, could face charges amid rash of school threats after the Michigan shooting. Children as young as 9 years old were in custody this week in southeast Michigan juvenile detention facilities after they allegedly spoke about violence they might commit involving schools and students. Now, this seems like an overreaction, is it?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, and I was born in Detroit, and I have family still there. I'm from a big Irish Catholic family, and a lot of them are still there, many of them in Oakland County, and right up where Oxford School is, high school is. And I think what you're seeing, and what I'm obviously very familiar with what's going on in that area, is a pendulum swing. You know, when you say it's an overreaction, I think it will be. I mean, no 9-year-old is going to jail for terrorism charges. But what's happening is the police and the state prosecutors are in a position where they, you know, don't react and then they don't do enough. They do react and they do too much. And that's kind of the curse and the, you know, the blessing of our great, you know, constitutional rights that we have here in this country is that, you know, we get a lot of freedom, but then a lot of responsibility comes with it. And I think the police and the school districts and even parents are struggling now trying to decide. Particularly up in Michigan right now, the parents and the school districts and the police officers are, police departments are trying to decide how do we stop, you know, kids legitimately from doing hoax activities, which is what most of those arrests involved, hoax activities. And then how do we also intercede when there is a child, you know, a young child under duress and maybe is reaching out. That's the leakage that we want them to reach out to us. You know, about 40% of these type of shooters are there to commit suicide, too. So these are people who are in crisis, you know, for whatever reason. They're in crisis. And I think that law enforcement is trying to a different method, right? And I don't know that it's going to be the right method, but right now I think it's messy, and we're just trying to find different ways to put the puzzle together to stop the shooting.
What about the idea that so many of these school shooters seem to have telegraphed their intentions in social media? Should there be requirements and policies by the big social media companies to monitor somehow, to have some kind of triggering mechanism where they would take a look at some of the social media accounts of people who may be indicating dangerous, deadly intentions?
Well, you're right that 80 to 90% estimates in research that I've worked on, 80 to 90% of the time, an individual telegraphs, they leak their intent to somebody or someone, and many times it is on social media these days. Social media itself is a difficult animal, though, to try to tackle in terms of the laws and the regulations. They're not regulated the same way the news agencies are, the airwaves are for where we are right now on the radio. You have different FCC regulations than they do on social media sites. And in fact, there are social media sites that have, you know, disappearing messages. So a kid posts something and then it disappears within a minute or 30 seconds or 2 minutes or disappears the next day. So it's, so that monitoring aspect is, you know, I think the pushback that, not, you know, you live in the world of social media out there in Seattle and I live on the East Coast. So, you know, you have better handle on it than I do by far, but it seems to me that the challenge is they're seeing it as a cost. It would be a tremendous cost. But I see it also as a long time, you know, I was an FBI agent for 20 years and a prosecutor in Chicago. And, that concept of when is this invading my privacy? I know I'm putting it out there on the internet, but, when they start collecting all the data and they're using it, abusing it, you know, a private company can't invade my privacy that way, but I don't know that I necessarily want them to collect it all and what I'm doing. If you looked at my search engine right now, I'd look like a pretty much of a mass murderer.
Well, I don't know. I still want to talk to you again. Catherine Schweit, she is the author of the book Stop the Killing. And right now there's a lot of talk about Instagram. in Congress and elsewhere. We'll get to that and more on the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Michael Medved Show, we're talking a little bit about social media and the impact of social media, and that was a very big and a very heated, obviously, subject for discussion in the Congress of the United States the last couple of days. And the CEO, Adam Mosseri, or Mosseri, I think he pronounces it actually, of Instagram, was testifying before Congress about, among many other things, the impact of his platform on children. And Masseri himself has three children, young children at home. He's only 38. But this extremely influential Silicon Valley influencer had this to say. This is clip one.
I firmly believe that Instagram and that the internet more broadly can be a positive force in young people's lives. I'm inspired every day by teens on Instagram, and I'm proud that our platform is a place where they can spend time with the people that they care about, where they can start incredible movements, where they can find new interests, where they can even turn a passion into a business.
Okay, that's kind of what happened with him, very successfully. But Senator Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who is a former Attorney General of the state of Connecticut, had this to say about the regulation and the need for regulation of some of these online internet social media services. Clip four.
I believe that the time for self-policing and self-regulation is over. Some of the big tech companies have said, trust us. That seems to be what Instagram is saying in your testimony. But self-policing depends on trust. The trust is gone. What we need now is independent researchers, objective overseers, not chosen by big tech, but from outside, and strong, vigorous enforcement of standards that stop the destructive, toxic content that now too often is driven at kids and takes them down rabbit holes to dark places.
Okay, look, it's easy to sympathize with what Senator Blumenthal is saying, but it's very difficult to visualize how that would ever be implemented. In other words, what he's talking about, he says, outside forces, not within the industry itself. Okay, what you're talking about is government. And one of the things that it seems to me is very important and maybe even similarly important to preventing government from being too entangled with religion, which is something the Supreme Court is actually deciding on. They had oral arguments today, I believe, about a case in Maine where right now it's illegal in Maine. They have a program where when you don't have a school, public school, that is in your area, and there are lots of areas of Maine that don't because it's sparsely populated, but then you can get state funds to enroll in a private school. But at the moment, they ban any private school that has a religious basis. And the case is being made, and I think the court is going to agree with this, that basically if you're ruling out schools based upon believing in God or promoting a religion, it's religious discrimination. And it should be declared unconstitutional. I think they probably will have a majority in a 6-3 or maybe 5-4 case, but a majority that doesn't believe that kind of discrimination is appropriate. So how do you then use government to monitor and regulate Instagram? And who is to determine what is a dark rabbit hole? In other words, some regulators may think that it's a dark rabbit hole to be too involved in religious life or the conservative movement. There are any number of things that this opens up. Senator Blumenthal went on to talk about the addictive quality of social media, including Instagram. Clip two.
Instagram is addictive. That's the view that has been repeated again and again and again by people who are expert in this field. Parents know it, and for teens who see Instagram's algorithms encouraging, for example, eating disorders, they find it almost impossible to stop. The UK code restricts Instagram's use of addictive design, legally restricts its use of addictive design. Shouldn't we have a similar rule in the United States?
Senator, respectfully, I don't believe the research suggests that our products are addictive. Research actually shows that on 11 of 12 difficult issues that teens face, teens are struggling, said Instagram helps more than harms. Now, we always care about how people feel about their experiences on our platform, and it's my responsibility as head of Instagram to do everything I can to help keep people safe, and we're going to continue to do so.
We can debate the meaning of the word addictive, but the fact is that teens who go to the platform find it difficult, maybe sometimes impossible, to stop. And part of the reason is that more content is driven to them to keep them on the site, to aggravate the emotions that are so seductive and ultimately addictive.
But it doesn't that happen with television also? I mean, doesn't that happen with any number of other things that people would become accustomed to, that become addictive, that you can't? I mean, stuff that you eat. If you choose to continue that addiction, that's one of the reasons we have certain drugs that are legal and certain that are not. But some of the most stalwart things that are offered to Americans for their diversion and for their entertainment have an addictive quality. I'm not sure you can somehow outlaw internet addiction. Senator Amy Klobuchar questioned Adam Mosseri, talking about actually echoing the way that Congress once upon a time grilled big tobacco executives about cigarettes and their appeals to young children. This is clip three.
When I hear you're going to suddenly, with all your technological wizards, develop some kind of new way to check to see if really young kids are on there, you could have been spending this money, $390 million, to do that for years. You have the money to do it. I think that we are in diametrically opposed goals, the goals of parents out there and the goals of your company. Our kids aren't cash cows, and that is exactly what's been going on. Because when you look at the marketing budget and you look at what your company has done, it's to try to get more and more of them on board. Do you view the kids as a feeder way for people to get into your product? Have you not done things to get more teenagers interested in your product? Are you not worried about losing them to other platforms? You better tell the truth. You're under oath.
Absolutely, Senator. Senator, we try and make Instagram as relevant as possible for people of all ages, including teens. Teens do amazing things on Instagram every day. But we also invest, I believe, more than anyone else in keeping people, including teens, safe.
Okay. Keeping teens safe doesn't necessarily mean keeping them off Instagram, because obviously it's part of the capitalist system. He wants people to pay attention to Instagram. At McDonald's, they want you to eat McDonald's, even if dogs might not like it. And dogs know more than you think, coming up.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are set to get hit with wintry weather conditions over the next day or two. Mountain communities in Colorado like Vail and Aspen could get up to a foot of snow. Meanwhile, Denver will also see their first measurable snow in the city. The anticipated snow will end a record-long snowless streak for Denver. It's been debated recently, but the record is 232 days without snow, which would be surpassed by the end of the day, Thursday. Vaccine requirements are quite reasonable, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was asked about bipartisan efforts to repeal Biden's vaccine mandate on large businesses. Psaki sidestepping a question as to whether the president would veto a bill killing a vaccination requirement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the impact of Instagram and shaping young minds and using algorithms to control people and basically going after its own self-interest. I think it's very, very tough to imagine that this Senate is going to succeed in some kind of legislation to try to curb the excesses and the excessive use of Instagram. And this is one of those things that the basic problem right now, which began with television addiction. And television is generally very addictive. Now it's different because, of course, there is more engagement, more involvement with social media than just watching passively on TV. It is unclear, and there are psychologists and experts on both sides, which is more destructive. Is it less destructive for people to be actually awake and clicking on some kind of response and interacting with us messages on social media? Or is it worse to sit there zombie-like? At one point, before video games and media and other things took over, just watching television, a typical American, and this was of all ages, was watching at least 27 hours a week of TV. Which you may think, well, that's unbelievable. How could that be? That's if you're watching 4 hours a day, maybe the morning shows, morning news, then you come home in the afternoon. Sometimes kids watch coming home in the afternoon. I would come home from nursery school and watch Superman, which was a show at age 3 and 4, I was addicted to. But and then again, if you put in sports, and basically Jeremy is confessing that at times He has been involved in watching sports and NFL football and other entertainments on Sunday from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. It can happen. In any event, none of this, it seems to me, is amenable for government control or government supervision. It's sort of the ultimate in the nanny state impulse, and it's one of the big temptations by Democrats. They are very concerned about, quote, helping you raise your kids. But one of the things that is going to be decided, I believe, by the Supreme Court is giving you the opportunity when you're raising kids, if you want to raise them with religious faith. The idea that the government should be neutral about your own religious choices, that's fundamental. It's a First Amendment issue. And right now, the Supreme Court is seems to be, based upon the questioning involving this main case that we spoke about, seems to be moving in the right direction. In fact, the Cato Institute had an interesting comment, and they filed a brief against the state of Maine in favor of these parents who want to send their kids to a religious school and get the same benefit that that other people who are sending to a private secular school would get. And Cato Institute says the state of Maine could be thought of as promoting a type of religious establishment of its own. Secularism. A state can't also subsidize tuition only for private schools with government-approved values, and trying to define the product as secular education gives away the game. And speaking of giving away the game, this was fascinating to me. And I think it's extraordinary, which is the headline that appeared on Sky from Britain and based upon a research at a British university. And actually, it's a Canadian university. But Britain, Canadian, remember they had the same sovereign, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, may she be well. In any event, it is a question that has been pondered by dog owners since the animals were first domesticated. Does my pet understand me? According to a new study, and yes, it's from Canada, where I'm sure the dogs are particularly intelligent, canines are capable of comprehending more than many might think. Canadian researchers studied 165 dogs and their owners found that the animals responded to words and phrases as if they actually understood what they meant. And what's the average? On average, the pets in the study could understand 89 words. That's the same number as an 18-month-old baby. Okay, that's fascinating to me. And by the way, they had some superstar dogs there. The 165 dogs, the least verbal of the dogs understood 15 words. Stop, sit, heel, come, good dog, that kind of thing. 15 words, but the top achiever here, the Phi Beta Kappa dogs, 215 words and phrases. Can you imagine? That's a lot of words. Okay, Jeremy is offering that his dog understands two words, raccoon and coyote. And living where Jeremy does, out in the wilds of Edmonds, Washington, that dog understands raccoon and coyote and knows what his job is, which is not to be friendly to those particular critters. Researchers from the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Dalhousie University in Canada linked the animal's capacity to learn to their close relationship with humans. Due to their evolutionary history and close association with humans, domestic dogs have learned to comprehend and respond to human verbal and nonverbal cues at a level unmatched
by other species. The study concluded that dogs were particularly strong at responding to commands as opposed to object words. Well, that's useful and somewhat encouraging. Right. Jeremy's making the same. How would you even do a study like this with cats? Or, well, turtles. No, the idea that dogs respond to 215 words, and maybe, who knows, they're not set up, their vocal cords, to actually talk back. But this suggests that some of those dogs, if you know 215 words, wouldn't you be tempted to try to use and find your own words? I find this remarkable. And again, almost everybody out there who has been a dog owner, as I have, would be able to recall, I think, times at which dogs have particular understanding of your mood and what it is you're trying to communicate. So next time, think about that, and don't use bad language in front of the dog. You don't want to teach them the wrong 215 words, or 189 words is the average. And speaking of the average, there is a big move right now to try to deal with the forthcoming Olympic Games. And the fact that this is such a serious thing is certainly worth considering. No dog events in the Olympics. Wonder why not. Maybe they're too smart to participate. That's not meant to be an insult. We'll be right back on the Medco Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, as we are waiting for the Jussie Smollett verdict here, and he's not expected to get a great amount of jail time, though I actually think that ought to be an option, because when you talk about the police time that he vacuumed up and threw away with his ridiculous and false charges to try to advance his own career, he says that the reason he was sent a $3,500 check to the Nigerian brothers who helped him stage this attack, this alleged attack, which they have found no evidence it actually occurred at all. He says he had paid them that money because they were going to help him exercise to get in shape to play a boxer. Good luck. There's a flashback that Rockstar Greg Tomlin found that I think is actually worth going back to with the Jussie Smollett situation. He was on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts, and she asked him about this, quote, horrifying hate crime where someone put a noose around his neck and they called him abusive names, and they said, you're in MAGA country, and they were yelling pro-Trump slogans. She asked why it was that Jussie Smollett thought that he had been targeted for this horrific alleged harassment. And not to say that if any of this had really happened, it would be harassment, it would be criminal, and it would be wrong. But there's no evidence that it occurred. In any event, he responded before he was exposed as a fabricator. He responded this way to her question. Clip 8.
Why do you think you were targeted?
I can just assume. I mean, I come really, really hard against 45. I come really, really hard against his administration. And I don't hold my tongue.
And there is no doubt in your mind what motivated this attack.
I can only go off of their words. I mean, who says Empire, this MAGA, this country, ties a noose around your neck and pours bleach on you, and this is just a friendly fight? I will never be the man that this did not happen to. I am forever changed, and I don't subscribe to the idea that everything happens for a reason, but I do subscribe to the idea that we have the right and the responsibility to make something meaningful out of the things that happen to us, good and bad.
I will never be the man that this didn't happen to. I think when they finally get the the verdict comes in, he will be the man that this didn't happen to. And I don't know, maybe there's even some public redemption if he could explain why it is that he went through all of this. And because there's another question, why did everyone believe it with no one questioning it? I remember on the air when the story first came up, it sounded ridiculous. If you are going to attack someone, you don't wear a MAGA hat. It makes MAGA people look bad. That, by the way, is one of the arguments that is not completely ridiculous, suggesting that there was a false flag aspect to the attack on the Capitol. Because if you're attacking the Capitol building and you're trying to support President Trump, you might be worried that there might be some bad associations if you're attacking members of Congress. I mean, things got carried away, clearly. But the idea that people are chanting in a very integrated neighborhood in Chicago, this is MAGA country in Chicago? How is Chicago MAGA country? One of the states that Trump never even tried to carry was Illinois. At the time of the 2019, the actual alleged crime, Joe Biden issued a tweet. What happened today, he said to Jussie Smollett, must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor. That homophobia and racism have no place on our streets or in our hearts. We are with you, Jussie. Kamala Harris. She issued a tweet at the time for Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate. Now, even if, as they now have security cameras that show it, and they have testimony by the two Nigerian brothers, they committed this so-called assault, and it was hardly a lynching. They didn't do severe damage to the guy who had paid them to do it. And the idea that when you're actually gunning for, I shouldn't say gunning, let's take guns out of it entirely because they have nothing to do with it. But when you're looking for boosting your credibility as a TV star and your popularity, this is unbelievable. And by the way, and after Smollett's fakery came to be known, the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, remember him? He's now ambassador to Japan, is it? He's going off as a Biden-appointed ambassador. But Rahm Emanuel went on TV, and he knew just who to blame for the hate crime hoax. Listen, this is clip 9.
Look, I've always said from day one this is a Trump-free zone, the city of Chicago, and I mean it. Let me be really clear about something. The only reason Jussie Smollett thought he could take advantage of a hoax about a hate crime is for the environment, the toxic environment that Donald Trump created.
So Donald Trump is responsible for this hoax? I mean, Wilfred Riley wrote this great book, Hate Crime Hoax, and this whole idea of phony hate crimes and exaggerated hate crimes and false charges and people finding nooses everywhere, that began long before Trump went down the escalator and had anything to do with it. Speaking of having something to do with it, there is a new Disney animated film that some people actually love. It has some songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda. So is it worth seeing Encanto? Check it out. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The latest from the ambitious artists at Disney Animation is a mystical story about a magical house on the edge of the jungle in Colombia, where the young heroine is the only member of her family without supernatural gifts. It's called Encanto. Now playing in select theaters and streaming on Disney Plus on Christmas Eve.
Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
This is my chance. I will save the magic.
But alas, there's not much movie magic in this disappointing release. The original new songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda are catchy and clever, and the animation is lavish and colorful, but the plot and characters are cartoonish rather than compelling. It's rated PG with a few scary moments. 2 stars for the handsome but misguided Encanto. And it's always tough when you're trying to make a plot about unspecified, unmotivated, unclear magic with its own rules. And again, you can enjoy the film visually, but in terms of an emotional payoff, like you get from the very best animated movies, not so much there. Speaking of emotional payoffs, there's now the beginning of next year. So coming up in just a couple of weeks, they're going to start these trials of the J6 people, the people who were there, part of the riot on January 6th. A number of them are apparently claiming to use a self-defense excuse, saying they were defending themselves against aggressive police officers. Blame the police when all else fails. It's not a good thing. There's also an attempt by one accused individual who's a militia member that a Yale secret society made him storm the Capitol. Love to find out how that worked. We also have tons of movies, including major stars like Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.